What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back it is, the Midday Show. Harper at the half on WIP. 6.5 years out of 13. Down and done. Bryce Harper has been obviously a really good performer for the Phillies so far. I think we'd all agree the first half has been really good, right? He won an MVP.
Yeah.
He'll get to a World Series. He's been brilliant in the postseason. But looking forward, what if they don't win one? And as much as none of us want to like think about that, it is possible. I mean, it's certainly... I heard this morning, Hugh, they were discussing, like, if you had to bet right now, would you bet on them winning a World Series with Bryce Harper or not? And I think James said he would bet against it. Joe and John both said they would bet on it. Either way, it's not like, I wouldn't say it's more than a 50-50 proposition. I mean, like, they haven't won it yet. Bryce already has been prime. He's probably out of his prime now. So I think it's probably 50-50. They don't win one with Bryce Harper. I still think this would be a success, even if they don't win a World Series. Hugh does not. Mr. Ring Culture, where do you come down? 215-592-9494. But before we go back to the phones, Hugh, let's discuss a trade rumor that was out there yesterday that I just find so interesting because maybe we're thinking about the trade deadline all wrong for the Phillies. Because I think every time we bring it up, we're like, all right, they're going to add something, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing they'll subtract is minor leaguers or, you know, Mick Abel's kind of fringe major leaguer. He's been up here a little bit, but, you know, he could be part of a deal. But we think of it more like they're going to trade away the Justin Crawfords of the world or their minor leaguers to get help. Not they're going to trade away someone who's a big part of the team. But yesterday, Jim Bowden, former Reds general manager, now he writes for The Athletic, he polled 40 executives around baseball. And these are people that are other GMs or president of baseball operations, right? Like the Dave Dombrowski's of baseball. He polled them and said, give me names that are likely to be moved at the trade deadline. Not possible, likely to be moved. I think that's the important word, likely to be moved. So like, who are the names you're hearing when you have trade conversations? And there's a whole bunch of names in there. I mean, you know, names that we've heard a lot about. And then there's some of the ones I'm like, that's kind of interesting. I hadn't thought about that name. Hugh, on the list yesterday, in the position player section, Phillies right fielder Nick Castellanos. Mm. And it said here, written by Jim Bowden, the Castellanos rumors just never go away. And for that reason alone, multiple GMs think there's a chance he could get moved if Philadelphia could find a better right field option. I've been thinking about this for over a day now, and I really wonder if maybe Dave Dombrowski is going to shake things up in a way we are not expecting. That maybe he's going to swap Castellanos somewhere to get something, and then something else out to get something else he needs. Maybe they're going to be more like bold at the trade deadline than any of us anticipate. The more you think about the Castellanos thing, what do you think that means? Why are GMs hearing his name out there?
I think that maybe it's because of what happened a few weeks ago. It might not seem like a major thing to a lot of people, but the challenging of Tupper, uh-huh, the way that he did.
Sure.
On the heels after that, you talk about what Kepler did. You know, saying that, coming out and saying he's not playing a whole lot and things of that nature. I think that they feel like they're in a win-now window, and it might be one of those situations where you have to shake it up a little bit and by getting rid of one of the core guys and getting somebody else. Because it's obvious that when they pulled him that day, that there was some issues they felt with his play in outfield. So,
sure.
So that's not far-fetched, but I think that with everything that just happened, that it kind of ramped up a little bit, if you will.
So the other thing I thought about, you, I think that's certainly probably part of it, is there's so many teams in the race, right, because of this, the extra wild cards now. You look, I mean, you look right now at the standings. How many teams are dead? Eight, maybe? Seven, eight?
Yeah.
I mean, there's not, of the 30 teams, it's not like there's 15 that are sellers. So I also wonder if maybe there's a team out there that may have an extra relief pitcher or two, and they need a bat. And maybe it's not like your traditional trade where it's like, okay, we'll trade you this guy for prospects. No, you take Castellanos, we'll take your relief pitcher, and then we'll make another deal to get a different outfielder in here. I was surprised, but the more I think about it, you know, they did spend a lot of the offseason discussing the idea of shaking this thing up. They didn't. Maybe it happens now. We shall see. 215-592-9494. Let's go to DeMond. DeMond in Delco, up talking Bryce Harper. What's up, DeMond?
Yo, good morning.
What's up, man?
What's up, DeMond?
Good morning, fellas. Y'all hear me?
How you doing?
What's
we
up?
Hear you.
Y'all hear? Oh, there y'all go. All right. I'm here, fellas.
What's up, DeMond? Yeah, what do you got?
Hey, not much, man. Listen, I heard earlier they was getting on my boy Hugh. I kind of think he an undercover Dallas guy, a triple agent or something.
Uh-oh. His friends with Eric Williams, hanging out with Nate Newton.
I'm trying to figure out how y'all come to that conclusion.
Well, you're hanging out with a lot of Cowboys lately.
Hey, Hugh, I don't know what you're doing, bro, but leave them Cowboys alone. I know you're retired, bro, but it's still the Cowboys,
DeMond,
man.
Can I defend myself? And by the way, I misspoke earlier because Chaney and Lincoln, they're closer than Dell State.
HBCUs. So we'll go to their homecoming.
Yeah, we'll go to theirs. But I here's the thing. We all went to HBCUs. Nate Newton, Eric Williams. As a matter of fact, me and Eric Williams went to the same school. So there's a even though they're Dallas Cowboys, which I will say, I remind Nate Newton every time that we talk that I don't like him as a Cowboy.
Good. Yeah,
but he also reminds me that we just started winning Super Bowls, and that's why I'm so bitter. So we're at the point now where, you know, the HBCU fam is like the first fam, and like the Cowboy thing is secondary. Now, when we were playing, it was the other way around. But since we've gotten older now, and, you know, we're telling these, you know, these old war stories and everything, that's kind of where it went to. But I still don't like the Cowboys, though.
I got you, Hugh. Now, listen, I ain't the one called you a 007. Now, somebody else there, I just went along with it because it sounded good.
But I'm just saying, I felt like I had to explain a little bit.
Well,
you know,
good.
Just
a little
bit
of, you do, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Look, context.
You do because you're an all-time great Eagle.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You gotta explain why you mixing in, you know what I mean, mixing it in like
that. I appreciate
that.
And you know what? I believed him, DeMond. Sometimes he does filibusters, and we know he's pretending. I think he was real on that. He did just, you know.
Yeah, that time.
Yeah, that time. The rest of the times he's lying. Go ahead, DeMond.
Okay, all right. So, but your boy Bryce. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to be honest. I was excited like everyone when we first got him. The team, but then what happened is when he left his team that he was on, they won, and since then we only smelt the cookies, the smelt the juice. We've been there, but we ain't did nothing. So with that effect, and so now you're saying this is halfway. I didn't even realize it's halfway point 6 years in, and so now I'm kind of like thinking about, okay, now his career, he did some good things, he had moments, but for me, his moments don't add up to a chip, man. And if you want to become a great Philadelphia sports guy, and if you want everybody to love you, you got to bring us a chip, man. I don't care what sport is in, like in B right now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think him and Bryce are on the same level to me because he ain't bored as nothing.
But we did get to a World Series. I mean, Embiid hasn't taken us to the finals yet.
That's what I'm talking about. But here's the thing, though. Even taking us to the World Series, the whole thing, the reason why I believe we watch so much TV and all the sports shows is for the ultimate goal, which is what you said earlier, the championship.
Right.
So if I'm watching for the championship, you get there, but we ain't winning. It's still the same. It only counts. First place is the only place we care about. We don't care about second, man. We don't care about third. We don't care about fourth.
Demond, let me ask you a question. I'm curious because I think there's similarities so far with the guy to mention and like what he did here. Did you consider, like now that you look back, the Allen Iverson era a success?
Okay, yes. I'm going to tell you why, though. It's completely different. Because right, AI was only 6-1.
I know, but before you explain, I know it's not perfectly the same. It's a little different, like you're going to explain. But they both got to the finals, right, or World Series finals, lost, and then we haven't gotten back. I mean, it is the results are kind of similar.
The work ethic, that's what I say here. AI, you know, when he showed up on the court, he was all in. He was going against 7-footers, getting knocked down, getting back up. I just don't believe Harper all the time is giving me an AI effort. If you want to name it that, I call it an AI effort. Mm. I don't think he's giving me an AI, Kobe, or MJ. I don't think he's giving me that effort in baseball every single time he's out there. Now, if that's the only comparison you got is AI, then no, because AI gave us everything. That's why we love him.
What about Donovan?
But he gave us
Donovan?
I hate Dirk Diggler. Don't mention him to me. That's Dirk Diggler. I hate Dirk Diggler. I believe that my boy right now, Jalen's going to become the best quarterback, if not already.
Oh, I agree. But Donovan's era was pretty good. I mean, it was like they got to the Super Bowl. They got to 5 title games, but they didn't win one.
He was all right, man, but he killed me when he did the thing with T.O., his old nonsense. And then you know, like him, like – He threw up, man. In the middle of the Super Bowl, he threw up. He felt like he was out of breath. He was lagging. That all turned my stomach upside down because a lot of times I seen dudes running wide open across the field, and he was throwing them down their feet. So that pissed me off about him. And he has some good wide receivers. Some of them wasn't all that great, like Thrash and Stinkston, but he had some other ones. Chris Carter. He had some dudes. He had number 10, my boy DJ. Some dudes, man, and he didn't come through with it. So Dirk Diggler, don't name him. Anybody but Dirk Diggler, you know what I mean? We already would.
I got you, man. Demond, we appreciate you, buddy.
Demond, I let you cook, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
good phone call.
That is
a good
quarterback,
call.
Though. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes when you at the cookout and they call folks out, you just got to let the brother speak, man.
Yeah, you let it breathe.
I just let it breathe. Yeah. Let it breathe. I'm still my quarterback, though.
Yeah. It's kind of like what you do here on the show. Sometimes, you know, you just let it breathe.
We got to lay out. Let me cook,
and then let everyone get mad. let it go. All right, Reese.
That was crazy, though.
No, I like that, though. Reese at Penn Talk is up. Hey, Reese.
Oh, man. What's going on, guys?
What's up, Reese?
What's going on, man?
Just want to let you know, first and foremost, you're my guy, bro. I'm 42. I was young when you was out there doing your thing.
Appreciate you.
But real quick, I want to try – I got two things I want to get accomplished real quick. I need to understand something. Do you bet every day or is it every so often?
Every so often.
I need you to come up to $5, guy.
Wait a minute.
Tell him, Reese. Reese, come on.
I need you to come up a little bit.
What do you mean? Why? But why, though?
Because those $2 bets are sad.
What do you mean that's sad?
You can take my number. You can take my number, man. I promise. And if you ever hit me, I will be my best party. My guy, come up for me.
You sound like some other friends. Like, dog, you bet $2. Why are you wasting your time?
Reese, before you make your Bryce point, Reese, sometimes he'll reel off this parlay. It's like, wow, I got 40-1 odds.
Tell me about it.
He doesn't even have win $100 if he wins. It's ridiculous.
Yo, and I'm like, bro, if he come up.
You know what, Reese? It's gotten to the point because I know there are people out there like you that, that get mad at me for doing that. That's part of the reason why I do it.
You.
I mean,
I'm not mad,
but they're irritated. That's a better word. Like, damn, dog, put some real money on. I've got to the point now, I just like doing it to brag about the $2 parlay to make some folks, you know, like, are you seriously bragging about a $2 parlay?
Yeah, oh, don't get confused. I've done it.
Yeah, so you
and I've hit. I've hit for probably more than you have off of $2 a day.
Okay, we'll like
that. The most I probably hit was like $5 off of two.
Oh, okay, that's an old.
And I turned five into nine once.
Okay.
And then I turned 10 into 14. And if I told you it was baseball season, you probably would believe me. But I turned 10 into 14.
Oh wow! So he a better.
Okay. So look, but I do smart. I don't do it every day. It's when I feel like I like the day. I get it.
See, now you got to do my competitive juice flowing.
I don't want to hold y'all up too long. I don't know about Black Gritty. I get it. If he's who I think he is on TikTok, then I get why he didn't go talk. But man, if I'm going to meet you, I'm going around the building. I don't care.
Well, I appreciate that, man. And we were sitting there chopping it up too. Me and Joe sat there for a while.
We did. We were there waiting on Black Gritty. So Reese, what do you think? Look, is this Harper thing
a
success?
Invite me to a game. I'm coming to meet you.
All right, we'll do it soon. We'll do it soon. All right. So if they don't want
Bryce
World Series,
Harper has been good. We get it. He's been good. But I got to understand something. What did we bring Bryce Harper here for? Did we bring him here to look good, or did we bring him here so we could win the championship?
Win, of course. Win.
So, and I'm gonna add another thing. Then he brings Trey Turner here to look good and bring him here also to try to win a chip.
The whole point is to win. That's the whole
All
point.
All right. So at the end of the day, if this, like you said, if this tenure doesn't equal a World Series championship, it's not going to be a success. You will, like, this is like, all right, real quick, Andy Reid, would you call it a success?
I would call Andy's time here a success. Reese, you might disagree.
We didn't win it.
I know you didn't win it, but
we had a good time, not a great time, Joe.
Well, okay, but I think sometimes.
Now do you get what I'm saying?
I do, but let me throw this in there because I think the Reed part is interesting. Think about how bad the Eagles were when Reed got here. Think about how down the Phillies were. I give those guys. I give a little extra credit. I give extra credit if you revive something bad. The Eagles were bad. Reed made them good. The Phillies were bad.
But did
Bryce
we win it?
No. But that's like.
Could I talk to anybody that I in my family that's a Cowboys fan, right? Anybody?
No, you got to disown those people. So you got to do.
Man, that's family. It is what it is.
Yeah.
That's how I became an Eagles fan. Trust me, I was young when I sat and watched an Eagles Cowboys fan. I was about six, and listened to my cousins. That's how I became a Philly fan. I looked at my mom. I said, isn't they right across the bridge? They said, oh, I'm an Eagles fan. What you mean? I don't like them. The way they talk,
he needs to take your advice and dump, you know, Nate Newton and those guys.
We need to understand that that's what we're here for. Any story franchise we talk about, where do you go with the conversation?
You go to championships.
So
I mean, it's the All story.
Right.
It's I know,
so
I know, but I can't change my mind on this.
Would you please help me? He's not understanding. We had a good time, not a great time with Andy Reid.
But we were having a bad time before Reese.
Well, in 2017, we had a great time last year.
Great time.
At any time before that, when we went to the Super Bowl 1 year, like he said, when they went, you know, we didn't win. But I don't really account all that to Donovan throwing up chunky. Andy Reid was on his time management thing then.
Yeah, I know. Andy was not as great of a coach then as he is now.
He's got to take some blame on that.
I get it, Reese. It's a good phone, Reese. We appreciate you, man. It's a good phone call and happy 4th. And
he's got me betting now.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad he put you in your place.
I'm still doing $2.
No, why?
I just put a parlette in.
It's a parlay, and you do.
Parlette.
Think about, like, the return is so much better when you just go from 2 to 5.
See, if I hit this $2 parlay, I'm going to get $45.
Yeah, but
that's a nice little return.
But wait. If you do a $5 parlay on the same thing, it's probably $200.
I'll just take the $2.
Yeah, but that's not.
$200.
So what is it? It's 2 to win what?
$2.
To win?
To win like $45.
So it's 20 to 1.
Yeah.
So you went over 100. It's over 100. Mm. Come on, Hugh. That's the way to start a holiday week.
You want to hit my parlette?
Well, we're here now, so.
I took the Minnesota Twins, who right now are losing. They're losing right now.
The game started already?
Yeah. And then I got the Astros that went on the money line, Detroit Tigers.
Who are they playing? You don't give me opponents.
Oh, I got you. Do you need opponents?
The
Nationals.
Well, you definitely do for the Astros. They're playing the Rockies.
Yeah, well, yeah, I got
that. Oh, so that's cheap. You went against the Marlins? Marlins been the hottest team in baseball. You're cooked.
Hey, that's what juiced my parlette a little bit, though.
Marlins. I think you're getting cooked on this.
Yeah, I think I might. After I put it, I looked at the score and I'm like, yeah, I'm already.
There
down
is not. I don't usually do baseball parlays, Hugh. There's nothing worse than a Sunday NFL parlay when the first one loses. I feel like crap. It's like,
I don't know.
Like it, you put, you bet all the 1 o'clock games. Maybe you may, I mean, they could. It's only 3-0. But like sometimes I'll bet a 1 o'clock game, a 4 and 8, or the Monday night.
And then
game.
Your parlay is cooked.
It's 21-0 second quarter of the first game, and I'm like, yeah, this thing's a wrap.
I just like to do it for the irritation factor.
Yeah, you think you do? I think you do a lot of things for that. Yeah.
I'm kind of that guy. Yeah.
All right, Tyler in Delaware has got some thoughts on you going to the cookout. What's up, Tyler?
Tyler.
Yo, young Thundercats, how we doing today, Joe?
What's going on,
Tyler? Man? What's up, buddy?
Hey, first of all, Hugh.
Yes.
You always are sponsored by Hatfield. Got to put some pork on your fork. Don't you want to get some free food tomorrow?
That's right.
Not really.
Come on now.
No, not really.
In that part of the time of the year that it is, getting a chance to, you know, put some bacon on there, get a burger.
No, I'm good.
Get some fried chicken.
No, I'm good. I'm good. It, like, listen, Tyler, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I mean, you're fairly young, but everybody that's at the barbecuing don't know how to cook. Like, everybody's not – they don't have that barbecue acumen.
You know what? You put your chef cap on and you go. You
I'm
go,
not doing that.
You
I'm
go by the grill.
And some people don't believe in seasoning. Most folks – like, it's a lot of folks don't believe in seasoning. Mm. So I'm not, you know.
But maybe the people you live near are believe in seasoning and they're great cooks.
I don't believe it.
Why are you judging books by their cover?
I am. But I'm not. I'm not going to the cookout. I'm not going.
But that, Hugh, you just answered your own question. That's a way to endear yourself to people. If you want other people to see you other than, oh, I just play football or I just talk sports, you could talk about seasoning food.
That's right. You could help them. You can be the cook.
But Tyler, see, here's the problem. Here's the problem, though, Tyler. Most of the time when I meet people, that's all they want to talk about is sports. They don't want to talk about seasoning.
Right, you are. You go in tomorrow and you say, everyone back off. I'm manning the grill.
I'm seasoning the food.
Seasoning the food.
That's not, that dog is not, huh?
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Not that friendly.
You know this is a fair point, because if Hugh doesn't want to talk sports all day long and he actually wants to have conversations with people other than sports, food is a universal topic.
Everyone eats.
I don't know why that wouldn't be it.
We all eat.
I would say no. I'm not. That hey Tyler, you're doing a good job.
This
of trying
seems
to sell
like
me on this.
Yeah. We're swimming upstream here, Tyler, because Hugh's already made up his mind that he's not going to the cookout, and that's a shame.
I'm not going to the cookout.
Okay, Tyler, what do you think about Bryce Harper?
All right. So you talk about everybody eats. When I think about everybody eating, when Bryce Harper came here, Bryce Harper brought cachet. He brought the stigma of okay. You're a number one pick. He's felt that pressure since he was a teenager. And when I think about this era, Joe, and I'm going to be with you. I'm going to long talk just a little bit to back you up, Hugh, because this is really, really important. When I think about what we define success in this city with Harper, Joe, how can you not think that at the end of this, there can't be a parade down Broad Street? We sat here last year and talked about that interview, actually earlier this season in spring training with Jimmy Rollins when he was interviewed about, if you don't want us to keep talking about the 2018, go win it. Go win it. Go do what we did, and then people will remember you for that. I'm not going to yell and scream and get crazy, but my point is that Bryce Harper has given us, as people in the Philadelphia area, he's given us hope again. But the issue now is that we're in an age of every year we have regressed. And what my hope is that when you look at the way that this team is built, this team does need some sort of a shakeup, because every year we hit what was supposed to be the mountaintop in 2022, and we've gone a peg down each and every year since then. And when I think of how awesome, I know you keep on saying, why do we keep on bringing up Hurts? And I got group chats that I argue for Hurts so much in.
You're not the only one. There's a lot of people around here who do that right now.
A couple years ago, Jalen Hurts outplayed Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. And I know other people say, oh, the Eagles still lost and Hurts had that one turnover. But, man, he balled his butt off in that game. He had the two-point conversion on the final drive to tie the game before the Bradbury hold and all that.
He had the octopus. But he scored the touchdown, then the two-point conversion. The octopus.
Yes. And when I think about him, he's going to be remembered in this city, regardless of what he does for the rest of his time here, as being a champion.
Mm-hmm.
And Hugh, that's why you make such a good case, because Bryce Harper, when you think about a player that this city would want, Bryce Harper is that player. To wear the Fanatic socks, to hustle on plays, to be a leader. But my biggest challenge, because he listens to this station, is we talk about Kyle Schwarber being more of that lead dog on this team. We need Bryce Harper to be that leader to give us that hope again. We've heard him talk about the atmosphere here, the winning here. And I still don't give up hope that we're not going to get the job done. But when a guy is on the clock, when it's the final 11 o'clock hour before the clock strikes 12, this is Bryce Harper's time to push the chips into the middle of the table and to galvanize the troops. Because I tell you, this is the season where if we don't get it done, we might be talking about, Joe, in the next 2, 3, 4 years, what could have been.
Oh, I tell you, I agree with that.
Yeah. Opportunities to get the job done.
Well, I mean, this window is closing. I mean, now they're in first place. They're playing well. They have great pitching. And Tyler, we appreciate the call and happy July 4th, but it's closing. I mean, they're going to have to open up a new window in the second half of Bryce's career. They got this. I mean, Wheeler's under contract through 2027. It feels like the window is.
And he said he's about done.
He's about done, right? And this is not in a young team. So the window's now to change this. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on the whole Bryce Harper thing. Harper at the half. Can this be considered a success without a World Series championship? I think it can be. Who doesn't? Where do you come down? I already consider the Bryce Harper era a success for the Philadelphia Phillies, the way he's played, how the team has responded, how they've played. And I remember the lean years before Bryce Harper got here. Where do you come down in all this? On the other side, your calls, and I'll rank for you my five favorite Bryce Harper moments in the first 6.5 years, the first half of the contract. My favorite Harper moments, one of them Tyler just alluded to there. That's coming up next. Your calls, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Winning on the field starts with how you recover off the field. And nobody helps you bounce back like my team at the Mattress Warehouse. Listen, this 4th of July, you can have big savings at Mattress Warehouse, up to $1,200 warehouse-wide. You can get $300 in free accessories with your purchase. I suggest, it's just a suggestion, that you go get some pillows with that purchase. And you can score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. So I suggest when you go in that when you're looking for your mattress, try to find one that gives you the adjustable base, because that's clutch. That's a clutch thing that you need to have. So do what I did. Come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse 4th of July sale. Shop the entire selection and find a location near you at mattresswarehouse.com. That's the mattresswarehouse.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.